And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome on in to another edition of Trailblazers Courtside as we continue on in the month of June, getting ever so closer to the NBA draft. And we're going to tell you about a very special edition of Trailblazers Courtside to surround the NBA draft and how you can be a part of it as well, as we will take it all in together. Brian Wheeler, along with my radio partner, Antonio Harvey. Tony, I got to say, you know, it's right now into the midst of the summer, you have never looked more comfortable and more stylish than you do right now. Yeah, I mean that. I mean that sincerely. Now, tell me your thoughts on the NBA Finals. I mean, we've got, five games in now. The Spurs up 3-2. Very competitive first game. Hasn't been so competitive in the game since then. But your thoughts on everything we've seen so far? Yeah. Really? Now, but you've said that before. Okay. But you think this time for sure that's going to happen. Wow. You heard it here first. A prediction that has not been said on any other show by Antonio Harvey. Wow. All right. More of that is to come as we take a look at our courtside tip-off presented by Standard TV and Appliance. Chris Haynes, our friend from CSNNW.com, will be with us. Trailblazers insider to talk about yet another Blazers pre-draft workout earlier today and his thoughts on what the Blazers might do come draft day. Same type of conversation. And on a national basis as well with Scott Howard Cooper from NBA.com. He has produced his second mock draft, and there seems to be a little consensus emerging as to where the Blazers might go with their number 10 pick. We'll see if Scott concurs. And then Todd Bosman, the Blazers' outstanding director of game operations, will be with us in the final segment of the program to tell us about how you can be a part of our Trailblazers draft show coming up on Thursday the 27th. That will be our next edition of Trailblazers Courtside, and we're going to be doing it on location. So again, all the details to come from Todd in the final segment of the program. But Antonio will take a break from all the wisdom that he imparted in the first part of this program, and when we come back, Chris Haynes will join us as we get things rolling in earnest on this edition of Trailblazers Courtside. Stick around here on Comcast Sportsnet and Trailblazers.com.
It's stingy on gas, it's legendary on value, and it's incredibly fun on the road. It's the Honda Civic, Accord, and Fit, and it's never been a better time to drive one. Now you can get a new Civic or Accord at 0.9% financing, or a new Fit at 0.9% for 60 months. From Honda, named Kelley Blue Book's best value brand for the third year in a row. So see your Northwest Honda dealer today. Honda Value, it's a Northwest thing.
When my customers come back from visiting with Standard, they are amazed at the selection that they have.
You have so much more to look at here than a box store, and a much better environment as well.
Well, I think Standard has a diversity of products that matches our diversity of clients.
It saves them time from having to run around to find different brands and price shop. They can find everything here at one store.
I just haven't found anybody to beat Standard.
Over 40 brands and 18,000 items in stock. Standard TV and Appliance.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires a good thing?
Lifetime protection. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Attention, an overstock sale is on now. All JR Furniture locations must liquidate inventory immediately. Everything in the store is drastically reduced. 0% interest until 2018. Special pricing is available only during JR Furniture's overstock sale.
A new ABC Family original series.
Who is this?
We really don't have the room. I'll make room.
It's not about where you come from.
I've been talking to Anna.
Our birth mom?
She left us.
It's about where you belong.
Where are you going?
Mind your own business.
Callie, we're on your side.
From executive producer Jennifer Lopez.
You didn't have to come.
Yes, I did.
And all new The Fosters. Every Monday at 9, 8 Central. Only on ABC Family.
Attention, an overstock sale is on now. All JR Furniture locations must liquidate inventory immediately. Everything in the store is drastically reduced. 0% interest until 2018. Special pricing is available only during JR Furniture's overstock sale.
Lillard again. Turns the corner and packs it on the net.
Batum for three. Oh, my goodness. He's got 33 points.
Lillard for the win.
Yes! It had been a quiet half for Dame.
Oh, there's a fadeaway for the game. Bang!
Trailblazers courtside presented by Pacific Power. We are now full force. The Trailblazers Radio Network, Comcast Sportsnet, and we are streaming live, as always, at trailblazers.com. Brian Wheeler, Antonio Harvey is here. Chris Haynes is going to be with us in our very next segment. He's in the building as well. And Scott Howard Cooper of NBA.com will tell us about his latest mock draft. Blazers had another pre-draft workout today, essentially second-round players, you would think, late first-round potentially, but they had six more folks in town to take an up-close look at. Todd Bosma, Blazers Director of Game Operations, will be with us in the final segment of the program to preview our Blazers draft party, which will coincide with our next edition of Trailblazers Courtside on draft night, Thursday the 27th. But, Tone, let's talk first of all about the NBA Finals, the Spurs winning yesterday.
Oh, yes.
This 2-3-2 format, as we've discussed, the difficult thing about it for the team that has the middle three is that often you have to win twice on the other team's home court to win the series. That will be the situation here, but they did what they had to do. They won yesterday to go up 3-2. No team has ever won an NBA Finals in a 2-3-2 format, taking the last two on the road, being down 3-2. So they had to win yesterday. If this makes any sense, it is the most uncompetitive competitive series that I've seen. You look at the scores. I mean, other than the first game,
it's all blowouts.
Yeah, I mean, all blowouts. So yesterday, it gets to be a 10-point final decision, but that was deceptive in that the Heat had a couple of late runs when the game essentially was already taken care of. But, I mean, yeah, it's been blowouts. I mean, it's a 3-2 series, which suggests a competitive series, but the games themselves have not been in some wild runs. There was a 19-1 run yesterday for the Spurs. How do we explain that two closely matched teams just go, they seem to be rotating, blowing each other out?
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. One, Miami is they are a team that relies on your mistakes in order to get out and run. San Antonio isn't a team that makes a lot of mistakes. And when you combine those two things, those two factors, you know, San Antonio will go most of the game without making any mistakes. And then they'll make two or three in a row. And once Miami gets in that rhythm, they'll force two or three more. So now you got a, you know, six mistakes in a row by San Antonio, and the Heat's gotten out and run. Conversely, Miami needs those runs. And because San Antonio won't make a lot of mistakes in a row, Miami can't get anything going. They can't get any grip. And I think ultimately that's what's gonna spell doom for them. I said this from the very beginning. Teams that need you to make mistakes can't beat San Antonio because San Antonio just doesn't make enough of them.
So I predicted before the series started Spurs in six, which means they would have to win tomorrow night to make that that accurate. But we've alternated wins and losses. The Heat haven't won two in a row. They haven't lost two in a row. Same story with the Spurs throughout this run to the finals for both these teams. So that would suggest that Miami wins tomorrow night and forces a game seven. They've got the last two potential games at home. That should mean something. Dwayne Wade's come back a little bit, looked a little bit more like the Dwayne Wade we've used to seeing, but the difference last night as opposed to the victory in game four, Chris Bosh wasn't as present. So when they can't get all three of them going, then it becomes very difficult for the Heat to win.
What it boils down to when they get back into Miami is will San Antonio wilt under the pressure? Miami doesn't traditionally have a particularly loud crowd, but it's the NBA Finals and there's a lot of bandwagon jumpers. I mean, we know there were people who had never, that didn't even know Miami had a basketball team until LeBron James got there. Now all of a sudden, they're diehard Heat fans, and I'll let them be what they are. It doesn't bother me that much, but the fans themselves just aren't they're not as boisterous as other places, and if San Antonio can withstand that crowd, they can certainly win it in six. What they don't want is a game seven, because now the pressure's back on San Antonio. You know, when you get into a game seven on the road, the home team is always favored. So if they can get it in six, they realize they've got to get it in six. Tony Parker's finally healthy again. Manu Ginobili, who he's really been the X factor. When he plays well, they play good basketball, but he hasn't played very well for very often in this playoff, in fact, in the playoffs in general. But he was spectacular the other night, and because of that, San Antonio got the victory.
It's one of the many things I love about Greg Popovich. You know, you'd figure a team gets to the finals, their head coach has a routine that's pretty much in place, but he's not afraid to step up and make some changes if he thinks his team needs it. So he makes the bold move of starting Ginobili for the first time all season, not just in the playoffs, but all season, and he steps up with a double-double, hits the first shot of the game, and really was into the game and was confident. There's been some talk that Ginobili was saying, look, I'm tired of having to rehab injuries, and maybe was even hinting at retirement at the end of the season. Now, who knows, he may still end up doing that, but he looked a lot more like the old man of Ginobili last night, and maybe not by coincidence, the Spurs took his lead and were able to get off to a great lead in that game, and the Heat really didn't have a great chance in the second half to make a comeback.
And the beautiful thing is, you've got players now that are starting to step up and find their rhythm on this team. Danny Green, I don't know who this guy is, but I love him. Anybody who can specialize in one thing and do it as well as he has in this thing, you know, people are amazed at what Danny Green's done in the playoffs. He's been shooting the ball like this all season. This isn't an aberration. This is him shooting the ball. His basketball IQ is really through the roof. I think one of my favorite quotes of the offseason, though, was somebody asked Greg Popovich, to compare Danny Green and I think it was Bruce Bowen, and he said, yeah, they neither one of them has a move. It's just Pop at his best. You know, it's crunch time in the playoffs. You're up 3-2, about to head out to Miami, and he cracks the joke, and it's essentially true because neither one of those guys can do anything, put the ball on the floor, but they were both great spot-up shooters. But this dude is shooting the ball from half court, and it is money.
25 three-point field goals in the first five games of this series already, an NBA Finals record. So if he continues to shoot like that, Gary Neal's giving him a nice boost off the bench as well. Mike Miller now in the starting lineup, so Eric Spoelstra has made a move as well, contrary to what he did with his team for most of the season. So these coaches are trying to mix and match, and I just hope that whatever happens, if it's one game or two in Miami, that we have games more like the first one.
No, I don't. I want it to be over with. I do not want Miami to win. And I while I am not a LeBron James fan, I am convinced that if it's a close game, he's just too good to be beat. So, you know, San Antonio has to blow him out to win.
Well, we'll find out. Again, it's been a series of blowouts, four out of the five games so far. But Game 6 in Miami, a must-win for the Heat coming up tomorrow night. And then, if necessary, Game 7, also in Miami on Thursday. When we come back, Chris Haynes, Trailblazers insider for CSNNW.com, will be with us as we get a little bit more into draft discussion. That's coming up as we continue with this edition of Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, simulcast on Comcast SportsNet, and the Blazers Radio Network, stream live at trailblazers.com.
The BMW 3 Series, the only vehicle to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. Lease a BMW 320i sedan for $299 a month and take advantage of BMW's no-cost maintenance.
Here's to all our Blizzard fans, the ones who live for the flip, the ones who believe in the power of a little red spoon. For you, the Blizzard fans, we created the new S'mores Blizzard. Honey-made graham cracker with gooey marshmallow inside rich chunks of chocolate, hand-blended in our famous soft serve. The one and only taste of s'mores, all summer long, at your DQ. This is fan food, not fast food.
We're a small company. We need to save.
We order 15 different kinds of pens. I say we decide on one.
Too controversial.
We can double up, put two to a workspace.
Too trendy.
What if we just get our phone and internet from one provider?
Actually, Comcast Business is a great value. We can get more for less.
You're the office manager. How much less do we have?
Oh, we are rolling in less, sir.
Say goodbye to the phone company. Say hello to savings. Comcast Business drives business.
Matt, what do we got going on here today?
Well, we put an addition on this home.
Before we start painting, obviously we got to prep. We got exterior and interior 3M Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. The exterior tape can hold up to the elements, the wind, the rain, the hot sun, the humidity. It has a waterproof backing. One of my favorite things about this tape, it has a quick snap tear. Also, it comes off cleanly up to 7 days. It's the perfect tape to use for exterior painting. Available at the Home Depot.
Other trucks call us competition, but with best-in-class towing, best-in-class torque, and best-in-class MPG highway, there's just, well, no competition. Guts. Glory. Ram. Now trade in your vehicle and get $7,450 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4.
Yes, it's a dog's life outside in the...
That's just wrong.
Fountain?
What? Because the dog is confused. He's trying to chase the dog on water, and the water's popping up all around him.
He's enjoying the water.
Nah, man, that dog is trying to get some water, and every time he thinks he's got one, it drops back in, and one pops up over here. Now he's got to hurry up and run over here. Well, that's just mean.
His humans are having a great time watching it.
Exactly. Right? That's comedy for the dog owner. That ain't
a little
right.
Fodder. Yeah, a little fodder. Right. A little entertainment there. It's Brian Wheeler and Tony Harvey back on Trailblazers Courtside, joined now by our buddy from Comcast Sportsnet. You see him on Talking Ball. You read his stuff every day at CSNNW.com. The Haynes and Janes combo is just taking the world by storm. It's Chris Haynes with us. And before we start talking about draft stuff, because I know you were out at yet another Blazers pre-draft workout today, your thoughts on the NBA Finals to this point?
I think LeBron and James and Dwayne Wade have just been arrogant. To think that they can just turn it on and turn it off whenever they want to. You've seen Game 4's performance. They were playing out of their mind, relentless defense. Then you see Game 5 completely. It was a completely different contrast to how they were playing in Game 4. You cannot turn the switch on and off against San Antonio Spurs because, as Tone alluded to last segment, they don't make many mistakes. And then you've seen when they get in the big hole like the Heat were last night, they were able to, you know, to dwindle it down. But at the end of the day, if Spurs get a big lead on you, you can pretty much, you know,
cancel Christmas.
Out.
Yeah,
it's lights out, you know. And so Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, they, you know, I don't care about the other reserves. I don't care about Ray Allen or anybody else. They got to play well. But LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, if they don't bring that level of intensity on offense and defense for a full 48 minute game, it's not going to be there. And, yeah, I said 48 minutes because as of right now, it's possibly only two games left. they 45-plus minutes.
They play 96.
And when is Norris Cole still doing in a game? This guy's getting killed out there. Come on now.
Now, you didn't mention Chris Bosh, it's not the big three. It's 2+1.
Well, Bosh, I'm fine with Bosh. Bosh is giving you, you know, he's cleaning up. And he's being a little bit more aggressive. But it starts with LeBron James, Dwayne Wade. I don't care. I've always questioned Dwayne Wade's conditioning. But, dude, this is two games left. You better be out there and be able to play 45 minutes strong. You get your breaks during timeouts and during halftime. Besides that, I expect Spo to keep those boys out there.
Now, the problem is, though, if you run them that hard. Now LeBron, I have come full circle or at least a 180 on LeBron. Dude is hands down the best player in the NBA. There's nobody even close. Physically, he doesn't get tired. He can handle the rigors. But if you run D-Wade that much, do you run the risk of running him in the ground? Because he's fragile right now.
There's two games left, Tone.
But he's fragile.
No, run him.
96
much,
minutes. I don't think his body can take that.
How much is he getting paid, Tone?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, he got the whole summer to recover.
Way more than we do.
Oh, exactly. So play him. I just played about 2 hours myself right there afternoon.
Different level.
It's different level. I should have brought that up. But play him. 45-plus minutes, pay him.
So,
pay him and play him.
Two hours, that's 120 minutes.
That's 100, yeah. No, that's the rest time. That was the rest time. That wasn't what he played. So let me ask you this. Do you think Miami can win two in a row? They haven't done it in 11 games. I don't see it happening.
I think they can. I pick the Heat. Obviously, I'm picking them in seven now. But, yes, I do. I still.
So, I'll tell you. Now, I think LeBron and Dwayne Wade will step up. But I don't know that some of the other guys are ready for the moment. I think they're going to buckle under pressure. And I don't know that LeBron and Dwayne Wade are going to be enough. Because right now, they don't know what to do with Danny Green.
How about guard him? How about that?
How about they can't? Because if they guard him, Tony Parker likes to go right. He dribbles left, and then spins back and shoots a right-hand layup. And for some reason, no one, particularly Norris Cole, can figure out that all he really wants to do is go left, spin back.
Well, Tony, if Norris Cole can't figure that out, I expect Coach Spo to figure out to sit his butt on the bench. How about that? And guard Danny Green. Stop helping on him. That's going to be one guy on the court that I'm going to say, hey, guys, you can help on anybody else. That guy,
do not.
Stay on him.
Do not.
God.
Don't even turn your head.
Killing me.
Just guard him face guard. Put your hands underneath his jersey and just leave him there. Wherever he goes, you go with him. check his pockets to see if he, I mean, close enough. In his pockets. But, you know, me, I want Miami to win. And here's what's going to happen. They're going to do that. I'm going to say I want San Antonio to win. Miami's going to man up on Danny Green. And just as sure as they do, Tim Duncan and Tony Parker probably. And Manu Ginobili are going to pick them apart.
Probably so.
The it's going to be an over-adjustment, and that's going to give San Antonio a chance to win, and San Antonio is going to win it in six. I've been saying it from the beginning. The 2-3-2 matchup format is either a seven-game series, and that's the home team winning, or it's a six-game series and the road team wins. It has to go that way.
I feel like an edition of Talking Ball just broke out all of a sudden. The passion that we normally anticipate from Chris Haynes was there. And that, see, I had a chance to be on Talking Ball last week.
Oh, first time in years.
So in the 50 years of the program, I think that's the second time I've been on.
You need to talk to Adam about that.
That's a problem.
No, but hey, it was fun. It was fun.
I'll be on tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's right.
See, I won't.
We gotta have a show when you and I are on together. I think they look at us either or, that kind of stuff.
Well, we need to talk to Adam about that.
Yes, exactly. You know, and they don't understand too that we're not just limited, you know, to Blazer knowledge.
No,
we got other things.
Man, you ask me about cooking. You can ask me about raising my chickens. I got chickens.
Fans don't want to hear that, Tony. They just want to hear basketball from you. Don't start trying to dabble off in any other things. I see your Facebook. When you talk about something else, they say, "Shut up, Tone. Talk basketball. Talk Blazer."
I know they don't want him to expand.
They
his
really
brand.
Don't talk to him, Brad. You can't go anything beyond.
No. I guess people figure I just can't think beyond basketball. Like, I go to bed at night thinking, let's see, 2 plus 3, that's a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. If somebody says, hey, you got 75 cents in change, 75 cents, ooh, that's 15 3-point shot. I mean, what the heck is that, man? Come on, man.
They only knew. You were at another Blazers pre-draft workout today. The draft is fast approaching. We've had some candidates in town that have drawn a little more interest than others. You have a good relationship with a few agents. You had the scoop, in fact, that Cody Zeller was coming in for the private workout to the one day that he was here. And so what are you hearing from the agents? Is there any feel that you're getting from them as to the likelihood of the Blazers keeping that number 10 pick? And if so, is there any feel at this point, this far out from the draft, as to what direction they might be going?
No, Wills, I haven't spoken to anybody as far as asking about the Blazers and what they plan on doing with that 10th pick. But, you know, what I do think Cody guy that, you know, can possibly be there, but I expect him to be taken higher. CJ, you know, out of Lehigh, you know, he can be very, if he's on that board, Blazers can take him, but I don't think he's still going to be there. But, you know, Wills, it's too early right now. You still got a couple of high prospects coming in Rudy Gobert and Steven Adams, guys like that coming. So
that's my guy.
You like Steve Adams?
Well, I liked that a lot. I saw him play twice early in his freshman season, and I like the way he moved. You know, you watch a guy, you see the fluidity in his movement. He had soft hands. Yeah, he was a decent athlete. But I don't know that the other guys the Blazers may look at as being a better prospect are going to be around when the Blazers pick. I think Steven Adams is the only guy available with that pick.
You know, it's all predicated on who's left and who's available. And, you know, just to say who Blazers are going to pick right now, you know, I'll just be guessing.
Are you getting any feel, and we'll ask Scott Howard Cooper too the same question in the next segment, but are you getting any feel of the Blazers' desire to maybe, are they talking to other teams about possibly trading the pick? And if so, is that pick worth something in and of itself, or does it have to be included in some kind of a package for it to bring anything back that's meaningful?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Wills. I haven't heard anything as far as myself, as far as anything loud. A Blazers are, you know, interested in shopping, moving the pick, moving up, moving back, getting out altogether. But I would say right now, I think they're leaning towards keeping that number 10 pick. And, you know, I was a guy that I was bashing this draft for a while. You know, as I've been able to study these guys and watch more film, I'm starting to appreciate the talent that, you know, some of these guys have, especially at number 10. I think you get a pretty solid prospect at number 10, regardless of if it's Zeller, Adams, you know, Gobert, whoever. Hey, don't be surprised if Shabazz is there at number 10 as well.
He'll be there.
Yeah, you think he'll be there?
He'll be there, and he can.
You don't think Minnesota?
I don't have him going until 17.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I see better players in this year's draft. Absolutely.
He can't go that long.
I've got him going 17 to Atlanta.
That's long.
I'm just telling you, there are better players players in this year's draft, the fact that he's a one-dimensional player, you can't bank on a one-dimensional guy. You've got to be able to show me more facets to your game than just one side. And we haven't seen this guy do anything outside of dominate high school players when he was 20 years old.
Tony, I just gave this draft class props. It's not that good where Shabazz is going to fall all the way down number 17.
I'm telling you, Atlanta at 17.
God.
And now I'm basing this on looking at who's drafting where and their needs. There's a lot. You know, this is one of those drafts because you don't have a superstar. You don't necessarily draft best available. You draft best available and what you need. And that's why I don't think Nerlens Noel will go number one. I don't even have him going number two.
Where you got him going?
Three. To Washington at the earliest.
I won't knock that.
I don't think Orlando doesn't need him because they've got bigs. You look at Cleveland, they don't need him because they've got bigs.
Have you and Greg Crawford been talking?
I was just about to say that.
Talking ball last week. He didn't have him going until like in the top 10.
No, wait a minute now. Let's not get beside ourselves.
I was just about to ask that question.
I'm nobody's fool here. Come on now. He's going to be a top four pick, okay. There's no doubt about it.
So you didn't go crazy on that.
No. And then my guy, the other guy I really like in the draft is Anthony Bennett. I think Charlotte takes another flyer.
I like him.
On a 6'7", 6'8", power forward from UNLV. The last time they did that, things tend to work out pretty good for him. They got Grandmama with that draft. Same type of guy, just about the same pick. And, it was number one pick that year. But that worked out pretty well for him. I think they take a flyer. They're changing the name back to the Hornets. You see, it's nostalgia. They're reaching back for their fans, trying to bring
them
forward.
As you said, things coming full circle.
Yes, full circle.
All right, when we come back, we will talk a little bit more with Chris about things. In a mock draft to be posted soon on Trailblazers.com, you'll see that I took Shabazz Muhammad for the Blazers at number 10.
Okay.
But that's some of that had to do with who went before. But I prefaced everything by saying, I don't know what the heck is going to happen. But if I'm right, I'll be saying I knew it all along. I will come back and continue with more with Chris. This edition of Trailblazers Courtside presented by Pacific Power. Stream live at Trailblazers.com, simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network and Comcast Sportsnet.
Trailblazers Courtside is brought to you by Standard TV and Appliance. We set the standard by the new Ram 1500, Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year, and by Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
When I send customers a Standard TV appliance, I know they're going to get taken care of.
I tell them that they won't beat the price, they won't beat the quality, and they won't beat the service.
You can go to a big box store, but you're not going to get the kind of service and knowledge that you get at Standard.
I think their product knowledge is excellent, and they make my job a lot easier.
I think that's peace of mind for me in order to know that my client's taken care of.
Standard delivers happy customers.
The expert service you need, Standard TV and Appliance.
Check it out, the Ford F-150. Looks great, but let's build one for me. I need a 4x4 with plenty of power, because back here, I'll be pulling my boat. Add some chrome running boards, 18s, ooh, some fog lamps, nice. The XLT 4x4, what's this? For a limited time, I can get an F-150 XLT with up to $8,400 in total savings, great. Let's see it in blue. No, silver. Ooh, black.
The F-150 XLT. Loaded with features. Limited time savings.
We need an energy that we can count on. One that's cleaner and more affordable. We need this energy to be reliable. To warm our water and cook our food and heat our homes. No matter what's happening outside. This energy exists. We call it blue. Also known as natural gas. And using it wisely points the way to a cleaner future. Learn more at nwnatural.com. Efficient, affordable, blue.
Deacon Brian here for Next Adventure. Today, Brian and I are headed out for a little kayak fishing in our Hobie kayak. We like the Hobie kayaks because of the pedal drive system that allows us to be hands-free while we fish. These also work great for fitness or just another way to get out on the water. So come on down to the Next Adventures Paddle Sports Center and see the full line of Hobie kayaks.
Coming up Tuesday, right here on The Fan, the NBA Finals shifts back to South Beach with the Spurs, the 3-2 series lead over the Heat. We'll preview Game 6 right here at 3.
Trailblazers Fan Shop at the Rose Garden is open year-round, and you can pick up your very own Damian Lillard Rookie of the Year t-shirt. The Fan Shop open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The t-shirt's only available for a limited time, so make sure you get yours before they are gone. And Chris Haynes is sticking around here on Trailblazers Courtside. We appreciate that. Potential news, NBA-wise. We haven't really had any blockbuster maneuverings as of yet, but this would certainly qualify. The Clippers and Celtics apparently are going to talk again tomorrow. They've talked for a few days about the possibility of a package deal that would have Kevin Garnett going to the Celtics, and his head coach would be allowed to go as well, which is very unusual. And then what the Celtics would get back, though, is up for debate. Apparently DeAndre Jordan would be part of it, maybe some draft picks. Celtics say they want Eric Bledsoe. The Clippers say they don't want to give him up. So the Celtics say, well, if you don't want to give us Bledsoe, you got to take a big contract like Courtney Lee or Jason Terry. What do you make of this? Because this could change a lot of the landscape of the NBA, certainly.
It's weird. You know, you think about Doc Rivers is not included in the package, but it's an agreement that, you know, if everything works out. That's just weird to me. That's wheels. You know, to think about, you know, Doc, say the deal doesn't go through. I've heard before, you know, Wojo, one of the best out there, heard that, you know, everything will be okay. If everything falls through, Doc will be okay with returning to Boston.
How could it be?
Yeah, how could it be? How would that work? You know, now I'm hearing that now he may, you know, get back to the booth and whatnot. This is just a weird situation. As far as the players concerned, the prospect, I like Celtics, you know, they're going younger. Obviously, they're trying to go in a different direction. They're not championship material right now, so I like it for both sides. You appease Chris Paul down there, bring Kevin Garnett, be able to keep Blake Griffin on top of that. I think it's a win-win for both. Just that whole coaching, the whole coach being involved in this whole situation, saying, hey, I want to go there to the Clippers when he got 3 years on his deal. I'm just a little uncomfortable with that.
I'm uncomfortable with what the Clippers are proposing altogether. First of all, Vinny Del Negro won more games in a season as a Clippers coach than anybody in the history of the Clippers. He gets fired. You know, the biggest question for me is what's going on in the NBA right now, period. George Karl wins Coach of the Year. He gets fired. Lionel Hollins makes it to the Western Conference Finals. He gets fired. What the heck is going on? I mean, I can understand, you know, Larry Drew in Atlanta. His team was terrible, or, you know, moderately terrible. He got fired. The guy in Milwaukee, his team was bad. He got fired. But now, winning coaches, I mean, very good coaches with very good records, are getting fired. I mean, what the heck is
in a job that doesn't have a lot of stability anyway? There's been less. What's odd though is the Grizzlies saying goodbye to Lionel Hollins, but interviewing George Karl, who you would think would be a similar mindset type guy. There was all this discussion about they need a younger, you know, buy into the analytics type stuff some of their upper management does. But you think George Karl's about as old school as they come? I would think.
No, I agree. Another thing I'm uncomfortable with, I know we ain't talking about this, is interviewing other coaches while you still have a coach. Under contract.
Right.
You know, bringing in, players wouldn't be allowed to do anything like that. If it was something equivalent to a player doing something like that, you know, it would be a serious issue. Right, where's the player's loyalty? How is he talking to a different, I just find it's complete. But, you know, going back to Vinny Del Negro, you talked about, you know, Vinny Del Negro leaving. Hey, he got a bad first round matchup with the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, look at the grid. You got a bad team matchup.
He lost to the team in the Western Conference Finals. It's ridiculous.
Come on.
And a team that he beat last year. But you're right. The Clippers had a lot of bad coaches in their time. And for a guy that led them to their best season ever, and for that not to mean anything, very strange. Very strange.
Well, if they get Doc Rivers for Kevin Garnett, and you know that whole thing jumps off, I think it's a bad deal for the Clippers. You never trade young for old, especially a young talented guy like DeAndre Jordan. If they make it, I'm giving them 2 or 3 years, and their window is shut because Kevin Garnett only has a season left.
Well, and they'd be giving up draft choices too. So clearly, they'd be banking on this being the time, and that might be again to appease Chris Paul. So, all right, when we come back, Chris is going to stay with us. Scott, he's real fired up tonight too. I love
he's on. Yeah.
Scott Howard Cooper from NDA.com will be with us. He's put together a couple of mock drafts. We'll ask his opinion about the Clippers-Celtics situation and see what he thinks about the NBA draft and the prospects for the Blazers at number 10. Second half of Trailblazers Courtside presented by Pacific Power is straight ahead. We are simulcast on Comcast Sportsnet and the Blazers Radio Network and stream live at trailblazers.com.
Got a project? Then you need Conrad Lumber Company. Get in today and shop our large selection of major brand composite decking and shop the largest in-stock selection of railing systems in Portland. We have what you need with the service you expect. Conrad Lumber Company. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
It's a different kind of rhythm here. That Portland beat. A tempo that defines who we are and what we do. Broadway Toyota is part of this Portland rhythm. It's the heartbeat that motivates us to be the best. For price, selection, and convenience, Broadway is the only way. At the top of the I-5 Rose Quarter exit in downtown Portland.
You've heard of guarantees before, but nothing like this. I'm Aaron Ryan of the Ryan Group Real Estate, home of the 59-day guarantee. This is how it works. If we don't sell your home in 59 days, we'll buy it. Whether you're selling your condo or multi-million dollar home, we will market your home to buyers throughout the Northwest and the country to get you top dollar. Call 503-343-1666. The Ryan Group, home of the 59-day guarantee.
Got a project? Then you need Conrad Lumber Company. Get in today and shop our large selection of major brand composite decking and shop the largest in-stock selection of railing systems in Portland. We have what you need with the service you expect. Conrad Lumber Company. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Outdoor GPS is the only live interactive fishing hunting show of its kind.
Join us for GPS Extra at csnnw.com.
Check it out.
You won't always be home to greet your kids, but you can still keep an eye out for them. With Xfinity Home, only from Comcast, the total home security and home control solution, you can manage your home from anywhere and save on your energy bill with features like remote thermostat controls and remote light and alarm controls. Plus, safeguard your home with 24/7 professional monitoring. Xfinity Triple Play subscribers. Now you can add Xfinity Home for only $29.95 a month. Plus, you can lock in your rate for 2 years and save over $200. Call 1-800-XFINITY now.
For those watching on Comcast SportsNet and streaming live at trailblazers.com, this is not a replay from earlier. The pooch in the fountain is...
That dog is going to be dehydrated.
I think the pooch is enjoying himself.
He is not. He's trying to get... He's thirsty. He wants some water. Look at him.
Look, now the two owners, I think, have said, all right, enough's enough. So they're going to...
They heard you. They heard you. That's because they heard the dog doing like... He was trying to bark. And just dust was coming out because he showed his throat so dry. And then just watching the dog run around. That's ridiculous.
That is a shame. All right, we're having far too much fun, and we'll continue as Chris Haynes is with Antonio Harvey and myself, Brian Wheeler. And joining us now, a dog lover from way back from NBA.com, one of the outstanding national NBA guys, Scott Howard Cooper. Scott, how are you, sir?
Just when I think I can't like Portland anymore... I hear about dogs splashing around in fountains on warm summer afternoons.
Yeah, now you could have been here last week when we had naked bike riders. That would have been a whole different view of Portland
and,
for you.
And Scott, I got to tell you, it's not as pleasant as you might want to think it could be.
The dogs or the bike riders?
The bike riders. Oh, it's yeah. Just it's you know, if it was maybe a Malibu naked bike ride, or maybe a little bit more, maybe a Santa Monica naked bike ride.
Sounds painful to me now. That's all I know.
But it's just not the same. I'll just put it that way.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
Oh, no, never.
That's right. That's right.
In my mind, I was averting my eyes when you said that.
We can appreciate that. Now, you've gone from covering the playoffs in earnest to kind of devoting a lot of your energy now to the draft. You put together your second mock draft, and you've been following a lot of prospects, checking out a lot of information leading up to the draft on the 27th. And what can you tell us about, this draft early on? And and Chris was mentioning it last segment, early on we were told that this is a horrible draft. You're not going to get any franchise-type players. You might get some guys that will play a few years in the league, but don't expect a lot of immediate help. As you've kind of dived a little deeper into the draft, what are your thoughts on the caliber of talent that's available and how deep is this draft really?
I can second the notion that you just stated. I think you're going to do better than guys who are going to play a few years. I think that there are going to be some good players. It's just the star quality. I don't think right now as we look at it, and this doesn't come from me, this comes from most teams that I talk to, you just don't see a lot of guys where you say, wow, you know, that's a guy that's you could see in a few different All-Star games or that's a difference maker. And in the past when we've sort of said that, there was at least a guy at the top of the board where you could say Anthony Davis, you just see star power all over him. John Wall, Blake Griffin, Derrick Rose, some of the guys in recent years. This year there's not really a number one pick that anybody says, you know, let me try to get in line. Let's see what trade I can wrangle to get up to get Nerlens Noel or Ben McLemore or something like that. And I think a lot of it is the depth. When you look at some of the guys late in the lottery, you would say in past years, this is a guy that maybe would have gone much lower. I think as you get towards the end of the first round, you'd say, yeah, there's some guys that can fill a role that are going to be niche players and they're going to help you with the depth. But to use a reference that I think people in Portland would really appreciate, if Damian Lillard goes sixth a year ago, this year, again, depending on team need, as long as the team is not set at point guard, I think this year he's in the conversation for two or three.
You know, you mentioned guys and, you know, this draft not having superstars. The one guy in this draft that I do like, though, that I don't think will be the number one pick, but I think he's probably the most NBA ready, is Alex Len. I mean, I like his size at 7'1", 255. He's got good athleticism. He's got a good feel for the game. And what impressed me most was, you know, you look around the NBA and the top five rebounders in the NBA last year averaged a rebound about every 3 minutes, and that's what he averaged in college. You know, he's the best on the board in terms of that. That's why I like him. Yeah, I don't think he'll be number one, but I think he's going to be the guy that may have the most impact most immediately.
You know, it's interesting you would mention him, Antonio. That's a guy, Alex Len, the center from Maryland, that I've been having a lot more conversations in recent days with different teams and getting a lot more feedback. It's a unique situation because he's not able to work out for anybody. He and Anthony Bennett and Nerlens Noel because of injuries. But a guy that people have liked for much of the season, he had a lot of good moments, and you just hear so many positives. He's obviously helped by the fact that he's the best true center in the draft because it looks like Nerlens Noel is going to be much more of a power forward until he puts on a lot more weight. So that's an advantage. Teams are always looking for centers, and he's the best one. But then you hear so many comments about how sharp this guy is. I had one executive tell me after seeing Alex Len a bunch of times in college that this is a guy that should touch the ball every possession, which I think is pretty interesting. Not necessarily shoot it, but you want him having something to do with passing or shooting. You want a lot going through him. And that's a great praise. This is a guy that has got a lot of skills. I think he's going to go in the top five, maybe six, but my sense is that four or five is much more realistic.
Hey, Scott, this is Chris here. Scott, I wanted to ask you about the centers that probably might be available around the number 10 spot. You look at Cody Zeller, Steven Adams, Rudy Gobert, guys like that. Out of those prospects right there, who do you think has the best chance to succeed in this league to have a long, stellar career among those centers that possibly available at number 10?
Among the ones you mentioned right there, there's no question, I think, Steven Adams. I think Zeller is probably more of a power forward depending on the system he gets in. Somebody may play him at center. Again, that's the positions have become much more murky in recent years. No longer do we just have power forwards. We have stretch fours and things like that. So Zeller can play center, but I think ideally he's a power forward. He's a guy that I think is going to be a solid pick. I think he's going to be around for a long time. But he's low risk, low reward. He's not going to burn you, but I don't think he's really going to be anything more than a good, solid player. Steven Adams, I think, is a guy that has a chance to be something special. Maybe not great, but plays with so much intensity. In the workouts has started to show a lot more than people got to see of him in his one season at Pitt, in the sense that he's been able to step out of the box a little bit. He's not playing as confined as he did in college. And he showed a little bit more of an offensive game. And for a guy that did not play against a lot of really good competition before this year because he grew up in New Zealand, has a real feel for the game, good instincts, plays really hard, has a great passion to play and to get better. I think he's a little bit ahead of Zeller and a lot ahead of Rudy Gobert.
Scott Howard Cooper from MDA.com with us here on Trailblazers Courtside. In your latest mock draft, you have the Blazers at 10, taking Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and you said there seems to be a growing consensus that that could be the direction the Blazers might go if, in fact, he's on the board and if, in fact, the Blazers keep the pick at 10. What are you hearing about him, and what kind of fit could he be for the Blazers? And do you feel pretty good about saying that if he is there at 10, that might be the direction that they will go?
I feel pretty good in saying that's what other teams are saying. That's the disclaimer. I'm going to do another mock draft this Thursday because that'll be 1 week before the draft, so I'll do it as sort of a countdown. And we're going to be expanding to two rounds on the one that comes out Thursday. My sense right now is that I'll stay where I'll keep it where it is. I'll stay with Caldwell Pope, but it's certainly not the only option. I think everybody knows that the Blazers have a lot of good starting pieces in place, and that they need to, the primary thing is to add depth, whether that's through the draft or through trading the pick and getting either a couple players or one player. So I think that they're in a good position there. Of all the teams picking in that second half of the lottery, I think they have to feel the best because they're one of the teams that say we don't need, you know, we're not going to really kill ourselves this year because there's no stars available. They don't need a star. Obviously, you'd like to have one. You want as many really good players as possible. But things are heading in such a good direction there that you don't need some guy that's going to come in and really dominate. They have that option. When we hear that corny phrase about best player available, I think that the Blazers can say that this year and mean it more than most anybody else, because they just need to fill, they just need to add some depth. They need to fill some holes. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is a guy that's got true shooting guard size at 6'6", can score a lot. I think there's a little bit of a concern that he's more of a volume scorer than a really good shooter. But you know what? There's nothing wrong with having a guy that's going to give you that spark off the bench and give you the scoring.
You know, it sounds like to me, Scott, you look at, you know, pick 6 through probably 15 or 16, there's not a bad pick, because once you get, I feel like the teams in that top 5, they're gambling. You're not really sure with Nerlens Noel, Ben McLemore, Otto Porter, you know, Anthony Bennett, Alex Lynn. Those guys, you're not really sure what you got. But once you get past that, there's the talent becomes so equal that between 6 and 15, there's not really a bad pick in the draft.
I think a lot of teams agree with you. In fact, I would say probably most every team agrees with you that if you're at 8 or 9 or 10, or I should say if you're at 14, 15, 16, you're in the same position as if you're in 8, 9, and 10. Now, obviously, you want to be as high as possible. I hate it when I hear people say, boy, I'm glad I'm lower. I think you always want to control the board as much as possible. You got to be the GM that wants the ball with the clock winding down in the fourth quarter. You got to want to take that shot and have the pressure. But that said, yeah, there's not a lot of separation there, which is one of the reasons why the teams at the top of the draft, and maybe even in the middle, that range that we're talking about, late lottery and into the teens, are not going to be getting any great offers this year. There are going to be some offers, because there is every year. There's going to be conversation, but I don't think that there's anybody out there saying, you know, boy, we need to get to 10. Let's really, you know, break the bank, because this is a guy we have to have. There just aren't those guys this year. There just aren't those conversations. It's going to be a lot of window shopping, and on draft day and heading into draft night, there's going to be a lot of teams making calls and seeing what they can, you know, what they can get off the bargain bin for some of the picks, because as you said, there's not a great deal of separation between 8 and 15.
Scott, thanks as always for the insights. We'll be looking for your next mock draft coming up on Thursday on NBA.com, and we'll check in with you again on the program real soon.
You guys have a great night.
Scott Howard Cooper from NBA.com. When we come back, Todd Bosma, Blazers Director of Game Operations, tells us about how you can be a part of the fun on draft day with a Blazers draft party out and about. Where is it? What's going to happen? He'll tell you all about it as we continue. Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. Stream live at trailblazers.com, simulcast on Comcast SportsNet and the Blazers Radio Network.
Series, the only vehicle to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. Lease a BMW 320i sedan for $299 a month and take advantage of BMW's no-cost maintenance.
Let's face it, appearances count. That's why so many men and women, in an effort to look their best, come to Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Dr. Marla Ross and her staff are the most experienced and respected surgical team in Portland. They're local, not a franchise. You'll discover the price of hair restoration surgery is less expensive than the long-term cost of maintaining a hair system. It's the natural choice. You'll like what you see. Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Get online or call us today for your free consultation.
Matt, what do we got going on here today?
Well, we're putting an addition on this home.
Before we start painting, obviously we got to prep. We got exterior and interior 3M Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. The exterior tape can hold up to the elements, the wind, the rain, the hot sun, the humidity. It has a waterproof backing. One of my favorite things about this tape, it has a quick snap tear. Also, it comes off cleanly up to 7 days. It's the perfect tape to use for exterior painting. Available at the Home Depot.
Maybe this is the year you get away on your own terms. No deadlines, no schedules, just you and your sense of adventure. With this lightweight trail light that can be pulled with your V6 vehicle, it features a full kitchen with microwave, beautiful cabinets, a panoramic window, and luxurious queen bed for just $158 a month. Discover the world of towable RVs from Oregon's largest selection at Curtis Trailers, Portland and Beaverton.
Thursday afternoon at 1:30 on CSNNW.com, join Dwight James for an all-new live web show as he fields your questions on the latest in sports. Submit your questions on Twitter using hashtag AskDwight or email the show at AskDwight@CSNNW.com. Tune in to Outdoor GPS, the only live interactive show of its kind, and it's here to bring you what you need for that next big adventure. Outdoor GPS, Thursday and Friday nights at 6 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 on Comcast SportsNet.
Trailblazers Courtside has the most in-depth Blazers coverage around. From who's hot and analyzing the next game, to interviews with players and coaching staff. Don't miss Courtside on Monday night on Comcast SportsNet.
Last show before the NBA draft, which takes place on Thursday the 27th. And as always, special things planned for you to be a part of the proceedings. And to tell us all about it, the Blazers Director of Game Operations, Todd Bosma, is with us. Todd, I know that Blazer fans always like to be a part of happenings about big nights, and the draft is certainly going to be a big night. Tell everybody how they can be a part of this show on draft night.
Well, exactly right. I mean, the NBA draft, yeah, we're only picking at number 10, but at the same point, draft night, as you know, is a night where really the next season's schedule and roster really starts coming together. Who knows if there's going to be trades, there's going to be all sorts of dealings going on, and so people are going to want to be there. We're going to be up at the Lloyd Center, Buffalo Wild Wings location next Thursday. That's up at 1200 Northeast Broadway, and we're going to have our draft party up there. We're going to be broadcasting live. We'll be covered on Comcast SportsNet Northwest. We're going to be streaming it live on trailblazers.com. And, of course, you can listen to it on the radio at KPOJ. So now the Buffalo Wild Wings, their doors open at 11 o'clock. Our event's going to tip off right around 4 o'clock. We're going to have all sorts of giveaways during the breaks. And, of course, food and drink specials. They're going to have happy hour pricing until 7 p.m. And I know Mike Rice is going to be excited because it's Boneless Thursday. So all boneless wings are going to be 65 cents each.
Are they mashed up? Because, you know, you can't chew.
Well, I know. We'll bring a blender. We'll bring in a little smoothie machine. We'll get a boneless wing smoothie for Mr. Wild Rice. I know he has trouble. But, you know, he'll be talking so much, too. His jaws will be tired anyway. So, Wheels, I think you're going to be down outside the war room at the practice facility giving us all sorts of insights there. We're going to have laser dancers there. We're going to have airbrush artists, face painter. Of course, it's been a beautiful day here in Portland, so we're going to have the patio open. But I want to remind everyone there's really limited parking up there. So next Thursday up at the Lloyd Center Buffalo Wild Wings location, that's where Draft Central is going to be. And if you're a Trailblazer fan, that's where you're going to want to be as well.
No question. And, Tone, you love these events with Blazer fans, and you love Buffalo Wild Wings.
No, it's like the best of both worlds. It's Blazers, it's Blazer fans, and it's Buffalo Wild Wings. Get the for me, it's the Parmesan garlic. I'm going to probably have about 20 Parmesan garlic wings. I'll be sweating garlic by the time I get home.
Oh, boy. It's beers, wings, and sports on draft day. I mean, what else could you want?
I don't doubt it. Todd, thanks for the insight, and I'm sorry I'll be missing it, but these guys will be there, and so we'll
I'll save you some
wings. A whole lot of Blazer fans. I appreciate that, Tone.
Yeah, Todd, don't expect Rice to save you any wings.
No, I was just saying, I got to have my partner do it because it's not going to happen if I depend on Rice. But
exactly. So all that information is going to be up on trailblazers.com later this week, so check it out, and we hope to see everybody up at the Lloyd Center Buffalo Wild Wings next week for NBA draft night.
Thank you, sir. Todd Bosma, Blazer Director of Game Operations. That will be the place for Blazer fans to congregate. Remember, pick number 10 in the first round, but 3 second-round picks as well.
Oh, man, pick number 10 is going to be great.
Well, we hope so. And the 3 second-round picks may not be too shabby either. We'll come back and wrap up this edition of Trailblazers Courtside presented by Pacific Power right after this. We are streamed live at trailblazers.com, simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network and Comcast SportsNet.
Other trucks call us competition, but with best-in-class towing, best-in-class torque, and best-in-class MPG highway, there's just, well, no competition. Guts, glory, Ram. Now trade in your vehicle and get $7,450 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4.
What's that? Are you serious? He sang that all the way to Vegas? Oh, okay. I don't need any more. Hi, so your brakes say they're down to 2%. Is that all they said? More or less.
For 30 years, we've been the brake experts at Les Schwab, and it shows. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
If you build it right. Build it to last. Don't just build it for yourself. Build it for the next generation. Build it with Par Lumber. And keep building the Great Northwest.
Par Lumber's deck sale is going on now with starting prices on TimberTech 195, Trex 229, and Elite only 129 per linear foot. While supplies last.
Honda!
It's earth friendly. It's family friendly. It's budget friendly. It's the Honda CR-V, Pilot, and Odyssey. And right now, it's the perfect time to drive one. For a limited time, you can get a versatile new CR-V, Pilot, or Odyssey at 0.9% financing for 60 months. From Honda, named Kelley Blue Book's best overall brand of the year. So see your Northwest Honda dealer today. Honda Savings. It's a Northwest thing.
I can't believe they let us do this show. Seriously, I can't.
This is the Dan
Patrick Show!
It's going to be magic.
Welcome to Football Night in America.
Ask me if I'm an elite broadcaster.
Dan, after many years in the business, do you consider yourself one of the elite broadcasters?
Hell yes, I do.
Don't miss the Dan Patrick Show, tonight at 9 on Comcast SportsNet.
Our outstanding Trailblazers courtside crew tonight consists of director Jeff Schrum, producer Nick Elliott, video Greg St. Martin, graphics operator John McConnell, audio trader Corey Griffin, cameras Brian Buckwalter and John Curry, engineer Bruce Williams, online coordinator Justin Moulter, and our outstanding radio producer is the one and only captain Rich Patterson as we check out the captain's cam on our way out the door. Thanks to Chris Haynes for being with us the entire program. Catch him on CSNNW.com and on Talkin' Ball. Tomorrow night, Tone will be on Talkin' Ball as well. Scott Howard. Howard Cooper of NBA.com, also on the program, and Todd Bosma, Blazers Director of Game Operations. For Antonio Harvey, I'm Brian Wheeler, saying so long. Remember, our next show is the NBA Draft Special Edition, 4 until 7, Thursday the 27th. Be a part of it at Buffalo Wild Wings at the Lloyd Center. So long, everyone.
I think most of my clients have